This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hayabusa. Save 20% off everything with code HAYANUTS at HayabusaFight.com. Host Papa. Save 20% off hosting with code MMA21. WorldOfWatches.com. Get $15 off $125 or more with code MMA Podcast NOV15. DefenseSoap.com. Serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 266. My name is Inga Weigold.
Back to the MMA show. By our fans, for our fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? Are you the walking dead?
No, I'm sleeping because this fucking daylight savings time blows goats.
Didn't we get rid of it?
No.
You said we're not subscribing. Fuck it.
Well, you can't, like, be an hour what if off we from everybody else.
Subscribe and... The rest of the world's like,
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, if you just walk into, like, wherever and you go, what time is it? It's fucking 4. No, fuck you. It's 3.
Yeah. I don't play that game.
No. I'm going home because it's fucking 5 p.m. I'm out of here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
This daylight saving shit sucks. I know people are like, oh, fallback's better. No, because the kids don't go to sleep and they're up all hours of the day and they get up at fucking 5 in the morning because they think it's early.
Yep.
And it's late. It doesn't matter. The whole thing sucks. Just keep the time the same. Don't fuck with me.
Exactly. We got a plan. Let's stick to it.
Yes. That's and now it's bullshit. Like dark at 4 o'clock, you know?
Yes.
That's some bullshit. So, anyways, I digress.
Well, we should talk about Halloween.
I was going to say, how was your Halloween, Matt? Oh, and it's Matt's birthday a couple days ago.
Thank you.
And I forgot his gift at home. I'm an asshole. Sorry about that.
Don't worry.
Did you have a good birthday?
It was very laid back, very mellow.
Okay.
I like to keep it.
What'd you do? Nothing.
Went bowling.
with my family.
With the skinheads?
Watch the movie. Take the skinheads bowling.
Yes.
Nice.
That's about it.
Chilled out. Good.
We talk about Halloween or you know what time it is? Movember!
Yes, I was going to say October, but no. No.
Never forget, Misha Tate. Never forget.
Yes.
Good for her. Speaking of Halloween, how about all the costumes and... Shit, of all that, do you see any of the MMA fighters posting?
Not the MMA guys, but it seems to me Ninja Turtles are very popular this year. Mm. I've seen them everywhere. Why is that?
I don't know.
Making a comeback.
Ronda Rousey's costume was pretty popular.
Yeah.
There were celebrities and children wearing that. And Johnny Hendricks had a little beard type costume thing he's putting out now.
He's selling
the big rig.
Costume, a big rig costume?
It's a... Hat with the big fucking beard going on. Good for him.
Sure.
Motherfucker getting lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
As Joe Rogan would say.
Absolutely.
What else is going on? It seemed like there was a busy week. It's one of those weeks where there's a lot of shit happening.
Yes.
Where do you want to start?
I got tons of news. I will leave you with this because I think this is very shocking.
Where are you going?
I'm taking off. I'm out of here.
He's one and done. Drop the mic.
Peace. Bing. I want to tell you this, okay? Because this shocked me. I saw this earlier today. Jonathan Snowden, who is always on the cusp of what's happening in MMA, just posted about a day and a half ago that Cormier versus Gustafsson in the ballpark of 250,000 buys. Oh. 250,000 for a light heavyweight championship fight.
That has to be the lowest
ever.
Yeah, I was going to say ever recorded. Because Jesus Christ. Wow. Nobody cares about Cormier as the fake champion, then.
Nope. Well, him and Jones have been, like, doing weird talking, jibber-jabbering all weekend on Twitters and talking about fighting in the gym and whatever.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in detail in a second, but I want to talk about these numbers. That's like Mighty Mouse
number.
Does
not compute?
No. I don't know if I believe that.
You don't think so?
It sounds legitimate. It doesn't compute because... There should have been more interest in that fight.
I'm not saying
there's none, but...
Should have been.
Then that's
at least
just showing...
half a mil, right? 450, 500, something.
Yeah, I'd say my estimate would have been 4 on the low and being conservative, but...
Yeah.
250 does not make sense.
It's low. It's very low. I don't know if the official numbers are out or anything or if they ever come out, but he's usually been in the ballpark, you know, so...
What's that to say? It's just they don't respect him as a champion?
Paper champion!
Yeah. Well, he is. It's no lie. I mean, the only reason you have it is because John stepped away. And then you were talking about that beef, the two of them going back and forth on Twitter. And
yes, sir.
I think that my favorite tweet between the two, besides Cormier saying something about, you know, I don't want to see you violating your parole, And John Jones says, too pussy to fight at the Garden, but flies all the way to Albuquerque to prove he's a man. Scratching my head. You on your way, pussy? And he leaves it up. I love it.
Fuck you, pussy.
This is the John Jones we need, we love, we want.
The heel.
Yeah.
Still
embrace
there, pussy?
That shit.
Still there?
Embrace it and run with that.
They got beef, man. I think it's all fake.
Well, I want to ask you this question because there's two different ways to promote the fight, and you have John Jones and Daniel Cormier. It seems like there's some hate there, and you know they're fucking talking shit back and forth to each other, promoting the fight, and then they, you know, the first time getting that fight at the press conference, so it seems like a legitimate beef. So there's that way of going at it.
Wolf tickets, Matt. I tell you, Wolf tickets.
Then you have the Carlos Condit and Robbie Lawler, who are both with Brendan Schaub on, was, I guess it's just the fighter at that point and not the kid. But the two of them sitting next to each other and just having mutual respect for each other. And I appreciate that. But if you have to choose between the two, of two guys talking shit and hating each other or two guys respecting each other, which do you prefer?
Well,
or do you have a preference?
I like my flavor, Matt.
What's your flavor? Vanilla?
No.
Reebok?
Rocky Road. No.
Pistachio?
I prefer crazy.
Okay.
You know, crazy's more interesting. I don't know. I wonder some of these guys that are so, like, respectful, if they're, like, mentally fucking just totally off their rocker. Like, if you can be that calm about going in and fighting somebody, I think that's not normal. I think you should be mad and
you should
be angry and you should hate that person.
I don't know. I don't think you fight well emotional. Some guys get off their game. Donald Cerrone, Nate Diaz, right?
Nick Diaz has made a career of it, right?
Yeah, he's gotten into people's head, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's more interesting for me as a fan to see the crazy. So, I'm sure they're trying to, like, blow this back up to what was working before when they had the altercation and the fuck you pussy, still there pussy.
Yeah.
Kind of shit. So they're trying to do this to see if it.
And then you get that gif of Cormier, like, making that face and all the iterations of Photoshop versions.
I think they're playing us for sure.
I'm okay with that.
Cormier knows who's the real champ. It ain't him.
Mm-hmm.
He lost that belt.
He sure did. And it's going to be so much worse second time around. I mean, that's what I'm excited for because I'm envisioning the what happened to Lyoto Machida, that standing guillotine drop off. I think that's what's going to happen.
Man.
Round two. You heard it here. Early and often first. Where else would you like to go?
Well, to sleep. But besides that, I have...
Well, Bruce. Talk about killing things then.
Go
with the glory.
I was going to say. Good point.
Talk about
good transition. Glory apparently no longer being shown on Spike Television.
Jesus Christ.
Numbers don't seem to be very good, and monies are very tight, and expenses are extremely high, so we're off TV.
that's like the death toll for Glory, man. It's unfortunate. I mean, if you don't have a TV contract, they're not going to... They're running this next one on pay-per-view, and unfortunately, it's not going to sell. It's just not. It can't... They don't have a big enough following to support this on pay-per-view. I hope someone else will sign them. Showtime.
Like who?
Showtime.
You know who would be perfect for that?
Hmm.
UFC Fight Pass.
Yeah.
Do it up, right?
Because a lot of people were complaining that the selection not so great on the Fight Pass.
You still
lately.
Use it?
I just bought the 1 year. I was expecting more of the NSAC hearings and totally didn't cover this Paul Harris one.
Hmm.
I was trying to dial in, and they didn't run it. So I guess we're only going to do it when Nick's on. Mm-hmm. Fucking horse shit.
Yeah. Shall we talk about Paul Harris?
Yeah. We should probably talk more about Glory before we go away, but...
There he is. See? In all his glory.
Yes. All juice to the
gills.
But Glory, do you think... Like, what do you think they can do? Can they do anything here to turn this around?
Well, if they can't... Okay, Spike has a track record of course, being... The destination for combat sports.
It's a Detroit, right? Friday Night Fights.
Yeah, Ultimate Fight, Bellator, all this stuff. Bellator.
Dynamite, this failed experiment. And now it kind of makes sense why they failed it on purpose, because they were getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Where else would they go? It doesn't make any sense. Like, what are they going to do? Where are they going to... What television channel? Like, Vice or something? HBO? I mean, who's going to pick them up?
Well, that's what I was saying. Showtime. It's probably the only thing that makes sense since they used to have Strikeforce.
Yeah.
And if they want to get back into some kind of a game.
I don't know. I feel like they're going to fizzle. This is the beginning of the end, in my opinion.
I hate to say it, but I kind of agree.
2016 rolls around, no more glory. That's my opinion.
And that's probably why you're seeing more of the guys transitioning into MMA. You saw Joe Schilling do that, and who is it? Verhoeven that had his first MMA fight. So you're probably going to see more of them transition over, and it's tough because even Schilling has a hard time. I mean, man, you've gone so far, so long, learning one discipline, and now you're trying to, learn the wrestling, learn the ground. And
a whole different ballgame. Fuck.
Maybe they can just have a gentleman's agreement.
No takedown.
Yeah. All stand up. Let's put that into... Can we work that into
stand
a contract?
And bang.
I mean, I know... Was it Rampage was fucking around with Rashad Evans on his Twitch stream and talking about next time we fight, let's just have it stand up. I'll put it in my contract. Can't they just put that in the contract? Just fucking let him stand and bang. Who cares? Sometimes let's just have a slobber knocker.
I'm all for it. Really? I like it.
So anyway, let's talk about the Paul Harris. So
all right,
he goes to the Nevada State Athletic Commission and does not get an attorney. I think he had a manager with him, but kind of representing himself. And what happens?
Well, he got suspended for 2 years for controversial actions against Jake Shields, World Series fighter,
and a $40,000 fine.
Oh, that too. Yeah, but it doesn't surprise me because he doesn't exactly have a track record of smart decisions. So going there and sans lawyer, probably not the best move.
Right, and that's why I wanted to watch this because I picture him as the Phil Hartman on
Phil Hartman,
Saturday Night Live playing Frankenstein.
Yes.
Fire! Bad! It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, these guys.
I don't know.
It's unfortunate.
Well, I don't think it matters to him because it seems like he's just going to go fight in that new league that Fedor is fighting in. Because I want to say there's a promotional picture with him in
tomato can league.
Yeah, hanging out there. So I'd imagine he's going to just go over to Japan and fight for whatever
big money,
called,
man.
Ryzen, or
they can have their huge name. Like juice to the gills kind of.
Yeah, you know, there's no drug testing. Fuck it. I'm okay with this.
You take the steroids? Okay. We know Testa.
Yeah. And if you know if you're fighting him, you know what's going to happen.
He's going to rip your leg off.
Maybe. Or didn't happen to Alan Belcher.
True.
Play footsies.
That guy has balls of steel, though.
I know. His balls so are huge. Impressive when you talk like, about a guy. And he almost twisted him at the same point, too. Like, I'm all going to the deep water. And he went early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck it, let's play leg locks right now.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This doesn't look good.
Mentally fucked with him. He's like, wait, this guy is like coming into my strength. What is happening here?
Well, that was how Paul Harris always broke, though, is if he can't get that leg lock, he seems very confused. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get it. Now what? He has no backup. Mm-hmm. No other game plan.
No quarter, Matt.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I feel like we're flying through the news quickly.
Well, we both had a lot of coffee. We're very caffeinated.
While we're on the subject of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, let me tell you.
Which kind?
Brazilian.
Okay.
I thought you
were saying like Drazilian.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could like be Dracula in Brazil.
I want to suck your blood.
Okay. I'm
from good. Your rear naked choke. Antonio Nogueira. Rodrigo. Right?
Yes.
Recently.
The gays, Ingo. The gays.
Apparently, he says he's all broken. He's had 22 surgeries.
Why does he stop fighting? Fuck it. Go
he's
for
got
an even 30.
He's got pins in his arm, like from the Frank Mir thing. I mean, he's all fucked up.
He could
up.
Be the Terminator.
So, apparently,
can we make him bionic?
Well, he apparently is almost bionic. He has metal
then
plates.
Maybe he shouldn't be fighting because that's like performance enhancing then.
Yeah, the metal plates?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I didn't realize it was that bad. When I read that, I was like, whoa. Like, this guy's been through hell and back, and a lot of it's been in the last few years of his career. So, thankfully, he stopped fighting, and Dana made the call. I was like, hey, man, it's time to hang it up, sir.
Yeah, Frank Mir gave him a little something-something, too, to remember.
Yeah. So, it's unfortunate, and it just got me thinking, what's happening in the next 5 or 10 years with our famous, friendly people that we love to follow and that we're so gung-ho about? Are they going to be okay in 10 years from now?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's going to be like football, right? You know, look at how fucked up a lot of the former football players are. I mean, God damn.
Knees.
Not even talking about brain, but just their body, the wear and tear on your body. And I think you see it with these guys, and you'll probably even see it more so with all the enhanced drug testing. that they're not going to be able to recover how they used to.
Yeah.
And that almost makes me think that that's why we're seeing more injuries now, or it seems like that. Mm-hmm. And that will transition over to Khabib Nurmagomedov gets injured for, I don't know if this is the third time.
Yeah.
And I thought he was training at AKA. I was like, oh, shocking, you know. But apparently he was training out in Russia, and the day before he was to fly out, he suffered a rib injury or whatever. I don't know. He broke a rib, but still, maybe this training he's doing at AKA is weakening him, allegedly.
Could be. Don't like AKA. You've had a hard-on for them for a while.
No,
like,
I
fuck
just
them and their antiquated
no,
shit.
No, I just look at Velasquez and those stupid leg extensions. Yeah, yeah. And whoever that crazy trainer was. You can't, no, just don't train like that.
Yeah.
Then that's why I worry, because I don't know if all the guys are following that. And I don't want to see a Luke Rockhold get injured before his fight with Chris Weidman. I'm not jinxing this.
You didn't
I did
say that.
I did that the other
don't
week.
Don't say that, man.
We've sacrificed enough fights to the MMA gods. We're not fucking sacrificing anymore.
Yeah.
So, I kind of got off topic there, but we were talking about Big Nog and his cyborgness. What else about that?
I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up, that I was shocked that he had 22 surgeries.
Yeah.
So,
is there a point where, I mean, Dana White did put the kibosh on him, but do we need to put a number on the number of surgeries
okay,
a guy
yeah,
has?
More than four, you're done. No, I just feel like, you know, I mean, he can't be the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of the old school guys who've been through hell and back. But new school, I mean, some of these fights that these guys go through, like, are they going to be all right? I worry about this, you know? I'm thinking, are they going to be... what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years when you're done fighting? Are you going to be okay?
But I think it's training methods, too, because I want to say there's some fighters, and I don't know if it was Randy Couture, that had no surgeries.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So there are some that make it through.
He has
a blood doctor,
Matt. He's all good.
I think he was smart, and he was all juiced to the tits, allegedly. But I think it's how do you train?
Right.
And I want to say some of those guys probably in Brazil are just going, especially Shuta Box.
You
think about Shogun.
Balls to the wall, man.
And Vanderlei Silva and how they used to train, just trying to murder each other in practice. And, you know, that shit's going to accumulate more and more. And I think now people are getting smarter and smarter. And I want to say Robbie Lawler was saying that, you know, he went 6 years without sparring. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, man. I don't know if you should not spar at all, but maybe you want to take it way, way down, knowing what we know now.
Yeah.
You can't train like that.
Upgrading your software without damaging your hardware,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
Is that the quote?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So hopefully more of these guys will follow a smarter training path now.
Sure.
Because you don't want to see that. You don't want to see a guy 22 fucking surgeries and still, I'm all right. I'll fight Frank Mir for the third time. As long as the gays aren't involved. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't
know. Easy.
Well, it's sad. So, he's
going to
be fucked up in 5 or 10 years. That's one guy that's not
going to... Yeah.
He's going to be on all kinds of shit trying to... Because, I mean, that catches up to you.
Right, and then...
Pain.
And then, exactly. And then, what do... How do you manage the pain at that point?
Drugs.
Painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
Brendan Schaub had that problem.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Forgot. He talked about it after... It might have been after the Crow Cop fight.
Okay.
He got addicted to painkillers. And then
no
to the point where his friends and everybody had to come over and throw all his fucking painkillers out and put him back on the right path.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a deep, dark hole, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
Good thing those things don't work for me.
You don't? Painkillers do not work for you?
Take it and it doesn't do a goddamn thing.
Well, I'm the opposite. I take a little, and I'm like fucking like I pass out. I can't take it. So I don't really like to take those things.
Yeah. It's not
won't.
A good thing.
No.
From what
I'm
you hear, a lot of people get hooked.
Oh yeah, I'm terrified that's gonna happen to me. So I've had like dental surgery, I'll take it for like the first day, maybe one, or two, and then I'm done. I throw the pills out. I'd rather just not take them, you know, because that's scary. Like to have no control over what the fuck you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of. Give me the pills. Like,
yeah.
Was it Rush Limbaugh was popping like 50 a day
fucking
or something crazy?
Oxycontins or something crazy?
Yeah,
I don't want
in.
Anything too good.
No.
It's crazy.
Speaking of not anything too good, What do you think about Dana White talking about this Reebok deal and saying, and I quote, the backlash to Reebok was ridiculous. Everybody thinks they know about this shit, and they have all the answers. But let me tell you, this has been an absolute home run for Reebok. Home run for them.
I wish you would have said Grand Slam. You're selling yourself short, Dana.
Yes.
The fucking Grand Slam. No, don't do if, ends, or buts about that.
No. Why do you think he's pushing so hard on end of year?
Because, well, yeah. I mean, you know it's a shit deal, but he's beyond delusional at this point.
Okay.
You can only suck so much dick before you choke on it.
Right. I don't know. It's weird. The whole thing is, you keep, every time something happens, he's like, total troll job. I can't believe this.
That's,
like,
I just totally think they're fucking with everybody. Everybody. Be. More so the fighters. That's the thing that gets my goat, is that the fighters have lost so much money. And I'll transition into Miles Jury talking about the costs of being a professional MMA fighter.
Okay.
And he's even listed it out and said, okay, well, when you fight, your gym or your team's going to take anywhere from 5 to 10%. Management's going to take 20%.
Whoa.
And since you're an independent contractor, you have to allocate for taxes, so that's 30%. Your medicals will cost anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per fight. Coaching's going to be $1,000, and then miscellaneous expenses are $1,000. And he didn't put sponsorship money in there, because at this point it doesn't fucking matter. What do you get, $2,500 from Reebok? $5,000 at best? But saying if you were a fighter and you won and you earned $20,000, after all that, that's $14,500 in expenses if you won. So you'd make $5,500 profit.
Whoa.
If you were on a 10 and 10.
Nice.
But say you lose. Jesus Christ, where's your profit? Make $1,500 on that scenario if you're on a 10 and 10. And yes, if you have the Reebok money, you're going to make a little more, but then you still have to pay out all those percentages for your coaching and management and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know if it even makes sense to be a fighter at that point, you know?
A lot of them have jobs. I mean, even like if you remember, the fuck's his name? My brain's messed up. It's too late. Brock Lesnar fought him, big ogre engineer guy.
Shane Carwin.
Yeah, he was still working when he was fighting for the title.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy.
It doesn't even compute.
No.
Like, if you're fighting for a title, you should be making fucking minimum 100,000.
Yeah. Well, then you got like McGregor, and anybody he fights is going to make big money, right? So Chad Mendes
took half it to a the million
bank on that shit.
I'd take it on a day note. Half a million.
I'm in.
I'll go in there and get my ass kicked. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, for $500,000.
Fuck yeah.
Done.
Okay. I don't have to twist my arm. It's just, it's kind of sad, you know. I just wish we can go back to letting the fighters get their own sponsors. And hopefully, you know, at some point, something has to give. I mean, enough people are complaining about it. They have all those lawsuits against the UFC. Dana White's got to have a smartphone now so they can track shit. So, I mean, something's going to come out of all of that. And hopefully it means opening up the sponsorship world again.
Paying
them more. I'd rather just open the sponsorship world because I don't like to see, we've talked about it to the end of the time, just black and white, white and black. So creative, Reebok. What the fuck are you waiting for? Make some new shit! Red and blue! Wow, so original.
Sorry.
Green and pink! I don't even give a fuck at this
point. Pink would be cool. I'm surprised they don't have more pink, right, for the ladies?
Right! Two in a pink, one in a stink. Moving right along. Hey, Ronda Rousey the other day, she was on a conference call for UFC 193, and someone asked her about dating Travis Brown, and she just hung up the phone,
clicked,
and is out. So, I remember, I think it was last week when we were talking about who's going to brag first, Ronda Rousey or Conor McGregor.
Maybe she just got disconnected.
Right.
At an unfortunate time in the interview.
Right. Like, oh, I better go to the bathroom and bang this one out.
Yes.
I think she's breaking. That's the first sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being disgruntled with the media.
Yeah.
Could be.
Like, oh, you can't ask me that. Click.
Yeah. Well, she has ultimate control, right?
She does. You can choose to answer or not answer, but to hang up, the fuck? You could just say, I'm not going to answer the question, right?
She could have at least once. And if they, if they persisted, been like, all right, later.
Listen, I'm not going to talk about my personal life. Next question.
But maybe now she made a point. Like, if you want her to stay on the line, don't ask her this question.
No, now you know her hot point, so you're going to keep continuing to ask it. I would. Like, so what's this shit about you and Travis Brown?
Click.
Okay. How long is that going to go on? Dana's going to say, listen, you can't just fucking hang up on a phone call. Now she's like Nick Diaz, not showing up for press conferences. That's going to be the next thing that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's going renegade.
Like,
you watch.
Rage Against the Machine, the Renegades of Funk.
I'm okay with this. What else is going on?
Throw something out. My only other story is this one, which I'm saving for you.
I'll save that for later.
I'll save it for later.
I got a whole bunch of shit. How about Vitor Belfort? He was supposed to be on the MMA Hour, and apparently beforehand they talk about what questions are going to be asked, and they didn't want to have him asked any questions about his TRT use.
Okay.
And then he decides to cancel the interview the day before the show.
Ariel said, no dice. He's ask what I want.
Right. Good for him. He should be able to ask whatever he wants.
He should.
And so he ducks that interview. And then later he says something that he's on the new version of TRT called True Revival Touch. I don't know what the fuck that means, but this guy's mental.
No.
And yet he's only been drug tested once, by the way.
Shocking.
Once. And he's fighting in Brazil against Dan Henderson, I think. Next weekend, maybe?
Yes.
I have no interest in that fight. Fucking don't even care. The whole card. I mean, I don't know if we're becoming MMA snobs, but it's just, I've seen, and I know you have too, like, we've seen so many amateur fights. We've sat in cage side for a bunch of fights. Like, if I don't know your fucking name, I mean, I'll still watch some of them, but I want to care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen that fight. I don't care about it.
Nope.
And it seems like they're making more of these matchups to not care about.
Right.
Just trying to get dollars.
Just sucking that
money,
man.
Fuck it.
It's end of year. That's
December
10th,
11th, and 12th.
90 events in 30 days. 3 events a day.
So ridiculous.
Just pounding it in there. Just get everybody paid.
It is.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Not interested.
No. Oh, here's another one. How about Misha Tate talking about possibly retiring now?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's getting the impression that the UFC is looking at her as the gatekeeper now.
Sure.
So if she beats someone, she doesn't get a title shot. She gets the next challenger. If she loses, the person that beats her gets the title shot. So she's kind of looking at it as, where is the light at the end of my tunnel? Mm-hmm. The light at the end of my tunnel is the title. And I don't see that ever happening. Go ahead. What do you
I was going to say something.
Say it.
I would keep it to myself.
No, say it.
I'll be
a bitch.
The light at the end of her tunnel.
Oh, yes. I like it.
Like over and over over again. Would you like to see
coming.
My flashlight? Hello. How's it going in there?
Here we go. Are you going to do something with that flashlight? Are you going to make it disappear?
Yes, sir. It's going to go light and dark. Light and dark.
Sweet.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, I don't know how she ended up in this place. I don't get it.
Well, she was promised a title shot, and I think all the fans said, you know what? We don't want to see this fight for the third time.
Well, we don't.
And she's in this weird spot because Junior Dos Santos is in this spot, and Alexander Gustafsson is kind of in this spot where you've had enough shots at the title, and
yeah,
like, fuck, man, you're good, but you're just
not quite there.
You can't get it again, or you can't get it.
Yeah.
Until that person steps away.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the other thing.
It's normal.
Yeah. She needs to get paid more, I think, is the other problem.
Sure.
You know, if you're, I wonder, you look at what Ronda Rousey's making, and arguably, Misha, God, fuck, how much money is she losing in sponsorship?
Oh,
Jesus
a lot.
Christ.
Yeah, for sure.
And you think, oh man, you're the second most popular female fighter, arguably in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're definitely number two for sure.
Yeah, yeah. She should be making way more money.
Fuck, what are you making?
A couple grand.
$5,000 off of Reebok money.
It's crazy.
Doesn't make sense.
It does for Dana White.
Well, of course.
And the UFC.
We're going to see this, more fighters transitioning out and going over to Bellator, and I hope more do. Mm-hmm. Test your value when you fight your contract out, or can they get the UFC to release people? They used to do that.
Yeah.
It seems like now they just want to, you having an issue or disagreement with you, or with the UFC, they tie you up instead of releasing you.
Yeah, they're cunty.
So irritating. Mm-hmm. I got to have a drink, so I'm just going to throw a couple words at you. Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. The Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Nice. I saw this video you sent me yesterday, right? And I was like, what are they doing? That guy's like five times the size of him. Is this for real?
And he's probably juiced to the tits.
Huge.
Right?
I don't know what this is other than a big publicity stunt, but, you know.
But they're playing punch to the body, and they're punching each other pretty hard.
Yes.
And granted, yes, the Mountain's not very skilled in this and gassed out after about a minute. Yep. But when you're 2 months or less away from arguably the biggest fight in your career, being Conor McGregor fighting Jose Aldo, mm-hmm. do you think you should be fucking around with a guy that could accidentally punch him in the ribs and break everything?
No, thank you. Not a good idea. But they're both Irish, aren't they?
I don't know. He's got a crazy name. It's like a three-name, Schmorgan, Vorgan, Jurgen. I don't even know what the fuck
Irish
it is.
Or like Scottish or some shit.
Something. He's from the motherland.
He's from up there. Guy's huge.
Yes. Scary. Which I found out, I got Wales blood in me, by the way.
Nice.
I'm Welsh, as you would say. I'm like, what is that, Wales? I've got King's blood. A King of the North, Ingo!
Nice.
I can trace my heritage
got a
back.
A harem somewhere that's like waiting for him.
The
to...
600s, and I can go deeper.
Go deep on his harem.
Kings and queens from Wales. It's weird. That would explain the celiac disease, though.
Why?
Because they poisoned us.
Oh, did they?
Yes, they did.
Did not know. Who's they?
Everybody that does not like the Celtic type people.
The Irish?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the Welsh. It's all in that same area, UK. Huh. Right across the...
They poisoned you?
Yeah, it was the original thoughts of these motherfuckers like their wheat. We're going to taint it.
Interesting.
And it gets passed down and passed down.
Huh.
So I digress.
Okay.
What else we got? Oh, there's a couple things. So let's start with Nick Diaz in settlement talks with the NSAC. And the rumor is that he's going to probably fight somewhere in 2016.
Yes!
Getting his settlement or his sentence reduced to 1.5 to 2 years from 5 years. Because of the public pressure put on the NSAC, and they said also one of the members received some death threats, which sounds like some kind of pussy shit the NSAC is throwing out there to say, oh, we're the victim. No, you made a fucking big-ass mistake, mm-hmm. and the public pressure on you is what's causing you to take some action. And hopefully the Nick Diaz and the UFC lawyers and his lawyer just reject all this and have it go to a trial somewhere, because the NSAC is 100% wrong here. Mm-hmm. So why settle? If you're Nick Diaz and his team, would you settle knowing that you have such a good case against them?
Well, I mean, if you want to fight sooner, I'd say yes. Otherwise, it drags out in court forever.
Yeah,
that's the question, is do you need some money, right?
He does.
He probably does.
He does. He wants to get paid. He wants to
get paid for his
and even just corner his brother, right? Because mm-hmm. that was part of the fucking horseshit deal. Couldn't even corner his brother now. So I kind of want it to go to another court so they can slap the NSAC, because the governor is not doing a damn thing about it.
Just he don't give no shits.
Business as usual.
Absolutely.
You know? Keith Kaiser, where are you at? Can you come back in and talk some nonsense to all these people?
I forgot where he is.
And then speaking of Nick Diaz, did you see there's a Northern California Police Department now has offered its officers the option to carry nunchucks as a form of like another non-lethal option?
Nunchucks?
Yeah, no bullshit.
They can just fucking pimp slap somebody
with
a nunchuck.
Like, how cool is that? Like, is this Stockton? 2-9, motherfucker! Nunchucks!
Well, it is a weapon, right, of martial law.
Yeah, but I don't know how effective that is.
Nunchucks?
Yeah.
The ninjas use it.
Nick Diaz uses it like a son of a bitch. He's pretty good. I have some. I hurt myself with
I would
them.
Never use those.
I have rubber and wooden ones at my mom's house. I need to get them.
I've seen people hurt themselves with those all the time.
I do the figure eight. Then you do the... You try to throw it between your legs and then you rack yourself all the time. So I use the rubber ones.
Okay. Still hurts though.
I don't know where you can buy this shame. I remember being a kid and...
There's a magazine.
Used to be able to go into stores. I'd buy fucking nunchucks and Chinese stars all the time. I used to love the Chinese stars. I had a whole bunch of them. And I'd throw them in my closet wall. And then I'd put a poster over that wall. And then when we went to move, my mom's like, the fuck are all these holes in the wall from? I don't know, Ma. They were kind of there. The champ with the Chinese star.
Why do you think I have this poster covering up these crazy
it's
holes?
It's like one of those Alcatraz movies where they just escape. Or... Is that movie? Tim Robbins, Morgan Freeman,
Shawshank Redemption.
Yes, did the same thing. Poster over the wall.
Oh yeah,
dug his way out
with a spoon,
a rock hammer.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I'm trying to think. Do I have anything else here for this week? There's a lot of news. We covered a lot of shit.
We did
expenses. I think that's it.
All right,
getting some ass and nuts
in out. What's the nuts questions?
Fist it. Ask the nuts. This question is sent to us from @8thwall on Twitter. Name your top three fighters whose Muay Thai plum you wouldn't want to be trapped in for 10 seconds.
Anderson Silva is in the top of my list.
He's number one. There's no question. T. Ridge Franklin, one and two.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Number two? The plum.
Fabricio Verdum, you don't want to be there.
That's a bad one too, yeah.
Alistair Overeem.
Thank you. I was about to say that, yes.
Another one. Mm-hmm. I think that's a solid three.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good with that.
Rodrigo Machado asks, right. Matt spoke about the MMA gods and who they demand a sacrifice to appeal then. What top five fights did we never get that were sacrificed to the MMA gods that you wish we would have gotten?
Fedor, Randy Couture. Fedor, Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even things that were scheduled and canceled, but things that were so talked about. Mm-hmm. Anderson Silva, GSP. Anderson Silva, John Jones. The one that did fall through was John Jones, Dan Henderson, UFC 151, when Henderson was TRT'd up. Mm-hmm. Oh, that would have been an interesting fight. John probably would have won, but... I would have liked to see how he would have handled Henderson's right hand.
With the chin.
Right.
Can't be knocked out. What do you do to the guy?
Yeah. I mean, probably take him down and ground and pound him would have been the smart thing, but I would like to see how that one played out.
Me too.
But I think more so to Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, anything.
Oh, yeah. Fedor. Oh, name it.
He gets so excited seeing him fight. Like, goddamn, he's such a beast. He's going to throw someone through the fucking cage, man.
We need another guy like that.
We don't have it. I was looking back at the roster now. The roster just in UFC in general is so weak. Weak right now. You don't have these polarizing figures. Like, there's just a handful.
There's a Conor McGregor and a Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
And there's a John Jones coming back.
Yeah.
And there's a...
Nick Diaz possibly coming back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like our fighters crazy, I think.
Yeah.
And loud.
Exactly.
And boisterous.
Right. And larger than life, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least that was what Brock was.
Oh, yeah.
He was fucking crazy. He's larger than life and crazy. You didn't know what the fuck he was going to say either.
Nope.
Talking about, fuck Bud Light, they don't pay me. I'm going to
take my
wife
back. I'm going to...
Yeah.
Whatever to his wife. I don't know what he's talking about.
Lay down with my wife or some shit. Yeah.
Drink my Budweiser.
Like, what the fuck?
Coors Light.
Coors Light. And then he had a talking to. I can't say Coors Light. What I meant to say was Bud Light. I like the Bud Light. Good for him. And then, let's see. Last question. This is one that was floating around the internet. If you could bring back one retired fighter and restore them to their prime, who would it be?
I think we just discussed it a second ago. Brock Lesnar!
I like to see that. And then I add on to it and say, with current training methods, too.
Yes.
And
without the diverticulitis.
Like that. I'd like to see Bas Rutten, Prime, fighting some of these fighters now. Even Chuck Liddell. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he'd fare now, but Yeah. You could get him in the mix, like him, prime him versus a prime John Jones. That's scary.
That's craziness.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know how that one works. I don't
can't
think
take
it works
him down, can't be knocked out. He knocks you out.
Yes.
Jones is in trouble.
Yes. You got to stand and bang with him. Mm-hmm. What happens? Rapper. Mm-hmm. And into knowledge.
All right, finally.
What do you got?
All right, I meant to show this to you last week, but Matt, I will tell you.
What?
I saw this on the internet. Where's my video? Damn it. Oh, no, it's not working.
You're broken.
God damn it. Hold on a second.
You know it's broken.
I present to you Brazilian. There was a video. They're fucking with me now. I got to click through. Hold on.
Again, and I want to say this. All you websites that have a fucking slideshow and six pages of bullshit because you can't. Hey, here's our top 10 list on 10 separate pages. Go fuck yourself. Really?
There it is. On the last page.
And I want to throw one more.
Woman. Brazilian women playing soccer. And I don't know. Slipping, sliding around here. Let me help you.
Your hand is blocking the best part.
Hold on. Here you go. Yeah. See? They're playing like slip and slide soccer.
Excellent. They need more thong.
Practically naked. Look at this. It's getting very soapy. And there's there's a lot of thong action.
Might as well just be naked at that point.
Just go to World Star Hip Hop.
Okay.
And look at Brazilian women playing soccer.
I'm down with this.
You will see good stuff.
See, now I like soccer. If this is what soccer was about,
look at this.
Matt's in. Full show. Goal!
What is it about Brazilian women?
They're thick. They have big, juicy asses. And that's how the fucking ring card girl should be. Like they eat hamburgers.
Yes, put some meat on those bones.
What do you eat for breakfast? A leaf of lettuce. What do you eat for lunch? A leaf of lettuce. What do you eat for dinner? I throw up two leaves of lettuce.
There you go.
Fucking pig.
Throw them up.
Ugh.
Nice.
So gross. And you're, how tall are you?
4'10".
Yeah. It's unfortunate. So what else you got for knowledge? I'm going to talk about Destiny and rating and how fucking retarded the rating is.
Don't do rating late at night.
Don't do rating 100%. If you are a warlock and you can't jump. They have all. See, I like normal. We play all these strikes and it's just you go through it, you kill shit, and it could get hard. And someone dies, you might have to wait 30 seconds before you revive them. So you got to kind of wait it out. But then you go into this raid shit and there's all this jumpy jump. You got to jump onto 10 different platforms. They're all moving. Mm-hmm. It's all crazy and blah, blah, blah. And then you get to the bosses and I got to pick up this. And you got
to
pick up that. And then there's these walls. And then there's this. Yes. And there's that. And then I get here. And then you got to step on that platform. You got to step on this platform. You got to be on this one. And then, okay, now we all got to come here. And then we got to shoot the boss. And then this and that and that. It's enough. I just want to kill the shit. I got to do geometry and physics. And then these guys are talking about the gaze. I'm like, what? This guy doesn't want to deal with the gaze. That guy doesn't want to deal with the gaze. And this guy's from, like, the UK. He's got some weird British accent. The gaze. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Are there gay people in the game? Or are you talking about the guys looking at you? Yes. Like, the gaze.
Yes. And then we had one guy, like, it was, like, 1:30 in the morning Central Time. He's talking about his dad wants him to eat dinner. I'm like, what fucking time zone is this guy in? Like,
I think dinner is code for he's going to go smoke some crack.
I don't know, but it's strange. I mean, the game is fun, but the one thing that's fucked is like the looking for group set situation.
Yeah.
It's totally fucked. So I need to fix that shit. Maybe in a future revision.
I don't know. We have enough people now that we're going to be able to just do it on our own. We have enough friends.
There's a lot of, dude, I didn't realize Call of Duty, Halo 5, Fallout, Star Wars Battlefront, all coming out in the next 2 weeks or already came out. That's a lot of shooters.
Well, they said Halo 5 is shit. Right, so here. I'm probably out on that one.
Call of Duty?
Fallout.
That was your old bread and butter.
Out on that. I might be doing the Fallout. With this,
like that? One. You play the previous ones?
No.
Okay, they're good.
I want to see what the reviews are. I'll let people beta test it for a month and then...
Yeah. Fallout usually typically has been good. I played a lot of the originals.
Uh-huh.
So you got a PC with a good gaming video card? I can give. I think I have a disc somewhere. Pretty good. Fallout, Fallout, original Fallout, good stuff. Fun, futuristic, apocalyptic, spooky.
Is it just you and your German Shepherd just running
That
shit?
Is correct.
See, I'd be in for that.
Spooky.
I like that.
You do?
I might go bye-bye.
Okay. Go bye-bye. Matt's not coming back. Checking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I do that, Matt's gone. Mm-hmm. You might not see me for a couple shows. It'll just be Inga's
playing
here.
Fallout. Doing Matt's playing Fallout.
What are you doing? I'm fucking killing shit. My dog's raping. I love it. Yeah. Love it. That's it. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.